Welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you more than three decades of experience to help you take care of business. And by the way, speaking of taking care of business, I have on the phone the hardest working woman in politics. Well, wait a minute. I got to give you a tie with that. You and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I think, are the two hardest working women in politics. This is Marsha Blackburn, who is just a delight, and I've enjoyed hanging out with her for a long time. And you don't mind sharing the title with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, do you?
Oh, not at all. And I think I might even throw Kellyanne Conway in that.
I think so, too. I think so, too. Three hardworking women. You know, you were so gracious to invite me up to the State of the Union. And and thank you for it. We had such a marvelous time up there. And I got to watch you up close and personal doing what you do. And Marsha, and by the way, to all the listeners, Marsha Blackburn, 7th District here in Tennessee. She's also running for the U.S. Senate. She said, I have permission to call her Marsha. She doesn't stand on ceremony a lot, and even though ceremony is very important to her, but she doesn't stand on it. So please don't think I'm being disrespectful to her, because I think she prefers it. Is that correct?
You've got that exactly right. That's right.
Well, you had me up there, and I can't tell you the number of texts and calls and comments I got from folks saying thank you for representing family caregivers at such an event. And so on behalf of them, I thank you for noticing this. The reason I'm having you on today, there are some big issues facing our country right now that have direct ties to the family caregiver, and you're right in the middle of all of them. And
I am indeed.
So,
and, you know,
let's go through them.
Wonderful to have you up and to talk about some of these and do some interviews with you. And, of course, you and I have for quite a period of time talked about the issue with opioids and drugs. And we've also talked about the need for broadband so that expands the options for home health care. And you're right. My committee, Energy and Commerce, and the subcommittee that I chair, Communications and Technology, we are all over these issues and are working on them every day.
I had a conversation online with somebody the other day. I'm part of several caregiver groups, and there was somebody that was talking about how they had such a difficult time with taking care of a loved one who did not want to go to the doctor. And I said, have you thought about telemedicine? And her response was, we live in a rural area. I don't think it would work for us. And I thought, well, then you need to listen to the show on Sunday, because this is one of the things that you and I have talked about. So let's before we get into other things, let's just start with telecommunications. Talk about that. What's going on? Bring people up to speed about where you are, why this is such a passion, what you're hoping to accomplish with this.
Right. And you know, this is one of those issues that you say, you know, it really underpins everything else and makes a lot of other things possible. And what we know is that 39% of rural America is, they don't have high-speed internet. They are what you call unserved when it comes to high-speed internet. So our goal is to close that digital divide. And right now, I have so many families who can't get a high-speed internet connection for children to do homework, or they can't get high-speed internet so that they can use telemedicine for those that are homebound, and counties that can't get jobs and economic development because they don't have access to high-speed internet. So there are all of these other things that you never really think about. And it affects so many other quality of life, access, and public safety issues. So right now, with the president's infrastructure bill, the number one infrastructure issue is access to high-speed internet. Building out this infrastructure, some of it is going to be wireline, some fiber, some wireless, fixed wireless, and some even satellite. And how the high-speed internet comes into an area really doesn't, I don't care. What I do care about is that you get it. And that is what we are trying to solve, the problem we're trying to solve, so that no longer will children have to finish their chores and eat their supper and then get back in the van and drive into town for 20 minutes to find a Wi-Fi connection so they can do homework. And so that individuals who are caregivers and have a loved one who has difficulty getting to and from the doctor will be able to use telemedicine and remote monitoring and digital imaging and things that will ease their life and speed their care. So, you know, Peter, that is the goal. And sometimes I say with these high-tech issues, it is high-touch indeed, because it is something that you say, well, it's complex, it's complicated, it sounds very technical. That is all true. But it brings that quality of life and that ease of living that people desire to have.
Well, building a pizza oven is complex, but using it to cook a pizza is not. And I think
You're right. The
things that we can do is provide these things for folks to use, and the applications are endless. I think when you and I did this interview up there at the Capitol, the reporter, I think, was surprised because I said this morning, you know, the phlebotomist came to my house. I let them in remotely with my phone, and they were able to draw blood from Gracie and run all the tests, and I let them out and then set the alarm back on and so forth. That's the kind of thing that frees up a caregiver. Caregivers suffer from three I's, I call them. We lose our identity, we become isolated, and we lose our independence. And if you can go into these rural areas and help them with technology the same way we have in more urban areas, all of a sudden people have a great deal more independence, and that affects job performance because, you know, 47% of caregivers are in the workforce, and there's 65 million caregivers. So that's a lot of people that are having to go back and forth from work, taking off time, and dealing with these kinds of things. And all of a sudden now we can start using electronic monitor. And it doesn't replace the person. It just gives another tool in the tool belt. And so that's a huge issue. And I'm very grateful that you're running. What do you think how is that looking, by the way? Is that being met with?
It looks really good. It looks really good. I've got 25 bills that will speed this process. Some are from Republicans, some from Democrats. And we've already done the hearing. We will do what is called a markup, which means the bills are considered. We will pass them out of subcommittee. Then we're going to send them to the floor and over to the Senate. And, you know, by the time we get into the summer, you'll see these moving forward. And I think that they are going to, you know, this is something the president is committed to. We have grant money from the Universal Service Fund that is going to be used for this. And quite frankly, I think it's a very good use of those dollars. And I think that this is something the president will push to get finished this year.
So you really think we can get it done by this year?
Yes, I do.